Gillian Gibbons was led into court with a small escort of police and led to a very crowded area of journalists and supporters. She looked pretty dejected as she went in, and there were scenes of real chaos. She was led into one court, turned out to be the wrong court. She was led into another. Police formed outside the door, sort of waving their hands angrily, barring anyone to get from getting in, including initially her own defence team and the two men from the British Embassy who were there to represent her.
Did the court take into account Miss Gibbons' defence that she didn't intend to insult anybody?
Well, I mean, we have to say from front, it's impossible to say exactly what went on inside court because we weren't allowed in. No one was allowed in except for her lawyers later on. They did say that she gave quite a long defence explaining what she'd been doing, which, you know, from any all accounts we're having from the teachers was a perfectly innocent school exercise, rather a sweet exercise, really, you know, letting her six and seven-year-olds name a teddy bear and allowing them to choose their favourite name. There were also one other defence witness from the school. The defence team then wrapped up their case, we're told, confident that they'd made their arguments. They were surprised then by the judge's decision to convict her and sentence her to 15 days in prison, followed by deportation from Sudan.
I imagine conditions in a Sudanese jail are pretty grim.
We hear she's going to Omdurman Women's Prison, which by all accounts is a very overcrowded prison. It's typically used to imprison women who are engaged in this country's huge but illegal trade of brewing alcohol. She'll be there for 10 days now because she's already served 5 days in detention. Then she'll be back home to Liverpool.
Ms. Gibbons' defence team have said that they're unhappy with the verdict and they're going to appeal. When will this appeal be heard?
By all accounts, it's going to take longer to launch the appeal than for her to finish her sentence. So I think if they do go ahead with appeal, it's going to be more a symbolic act. I spoke to someone from the school, Unity High School, where she worked. The school was very keen to put this behind them. They were actually saying they were happy with the verdict. They were making very calming statements, and they said that they personally wouldn't want to appeal. So we'll see what happens.
Is Unity High School still open for business?
As soon as she was arrested on Sunday, they made the decision to close the school. They told me until at least January, although there have been some signs they may open earlier than that now that the case has been dealt with. The general feeling is that they're worried that this could spin out of control and escalate to attacks on the school. The school, although it has almost predominantly Muslim students, has a Christian foundation. The members of the board are from the various Christian denominations in town. So they're worried that this may be seen as a Christian school, a school that's hostile to Islam, although the reality of the case is that that is far from the truth.
And diplomatic efforts to free Ms. Gibbons are still continuing, but how much influence does the British Foreign Office have in Sudan?
Britain is a major donor to Sudan, so they would have that lever to pull. Britain is a permanent member of the Security Council of the UN, so they would be able to potentially make lots of noises there. But Sudan is a country that's famous for shrugging off international opposition. We've seen what's happened in the past 4.5 years in Darfur. So I don't think there's a great amount of hope that because Britain says something, Sudan will jump.
Do ordinary Sudanese people have a view on what's happened to Ms. Gibbons?
Even the Muslim mothers at the school have been hugely supportive of her. They're saying that it's obvious, it's beyond obvious, that she never intended to insult anyone, any religion, any holy prophet. People on the streets have had less full coverage of the case than maybe other people have had. There's been misconceptions, there's been claims that she purposely set out to insult Islam, that she named an animal after the prophet, which obviously is not quite the case. She just allowed her children to name a teddy bear, allegedly after a child in her class, nothing to do with the prophet at all. So that there has been some hostility expressed on the streets. And in fact, we're expecting some protests today in Khartoum, perhaps outside the school.